Hola, bienvenido a MDC Church. Soy el pastor Gabriel Núñez. En esta ocasión, Elder Peter Asunción comparte el mensaje Fe Proactiva. Proactive Faith. Espero que este mensaje te anime y te fortalezca.
So, a couple weeks back,
hace un par de semanas atrás,
I was driving to work.
Iba manejando al trabajo.
And I had my coffee, had good tunes playing. I was ready to hit the day running.
Tenía mi música y mi café.
And I was ready to get to the office, but before getting to the office, there's a struggle.
Estaba listo para llegar a la oficina, pero antes de llegar a la oficina había una dificultad.
There's a commute that we need to make.
Tenemos que manejar.
I know you guys that commute understand what I'm talking about.
Sé que los que manejan saben de lo que estoy hablando.
You know, it's a struggle getting to work.
Es difícil llegar al trabajo.
You can't just play the tunes and passively drive.
No nomás puedes prender la música y manejar en paz.
You need to be paying attention. You need to be aware of what's going on.
Tienes que estar al tanto de lo que está sucediendo.
You need to understand and look forward to see what's happening on the road.
Tienes que mirar adelante y ver qué está en la carretera.
You can see like 4 or 5 cars in front of you, and if they're stopping, you're trying to slow down.
Puedes ver 4 o 5 carros adelante y se están deteniendo, puedes desacelerar.
And this is called defensive driving.
Y esto se llama manejar a la defensiva.
Or you can also say proactive in your driving.
O también se puede decir que estás manejando proactivamente.
And proactive simply means being prepared, planning, and being in control.
Y el ser proactivo significa estar preparado, planear y tener control.
Now I hope we all are proactive drivers.
Espero que todos seamos conductores proactivos.
And if you're not,
y si no lo eres,
remind me not to get in the car with you.
Recuérdame no subirme al carro contigo.
Now think about this.
Ahora piensa en esto.
We're proactive each time we get behind a wheel.
Somos proactivos cada vez que nos subimos al carro.
Maybe some of you guys work, driving, so you're proactive throughout the whole day.
Algunos trabajan manejando, entonces son proactivos todo el día.
But how often are we proactive in our faith?
Pero ¿qué tanto tiempo pasamos proactivos en nuestra fe?
When we're walking with the Lord,
cuando caminamos con el Señor,
do we see what's in front of us?
Miramos a lo que está delante?
Do we make wise choices?
Hacemos decisiones sabias?
Do we make choices based on the information we're obtaining and what we're seeing?
Hacemos decisiones basado en la información que tenemos?
Or are we reactive?
O somos reactivos?
And reactive, in the simple terms, means acting in response to a situation after it has happened.
El ser reactivo es actuar en respuesta a una situación después de que ya ocurrió.
So, for example,
ejemplo,
if you're a proactive driver,
si eres un manejador proactivo,
you're driving. Say you're driving on the left lane.
Di que estás manejando en el carril izquierdo.
And you see, I don't know, some sofa, some object in your way, maybe. Maybe 200 meters, 200 feet away.
Y ves un objeto adelante de ti.
What do? You switch lanes because you're obtaining information and you're making that choice to switch the lane.
¿Y qué hace uno? Se cambia de carril porque está viendo que hay algo enfrente.
But someone that is a reactive driver,
pero alguien que es un conductor reactivo,
will not change lanes.
No se va a cambiar de carril.
Will hit whatever object is in front of them.
Va a pegar a lo que está delante.
And then they'll react.
Y luego van a reaccionar.
Maybe they'll say, I need to fix my car.
Van a decir, tengo que componer mi carro.
This sofa damaged my front bumper.
Esto dañó mi carro.
Maybe I need to get Icy Hot for my back, for my neck.
Necesito agarrar Icy Hot para mi espalda.
So that's the difference between proactive and reactive.
Y eso es la diferencia del ser proactivo y reactivo.
Now I believe the Lord is calling his children.
Yo creo que el Señor está llamando a sus hijos.
Especially nowadays.
Ahora más que nunca.
To live a proactive faith.
A vivir una fe proactiva.
A faith that is disciplined, that is prepared, and that is intentional.
Una fe disciplinada, preparada e intencional.
Now the question is.
La pregunta es.
Are you willing to respond to the calling that the Lord is making to his children?
¿Estás dispuesto a responder al llamado que el Señor está haciendo a sus hijos?
So we just finished reading verses 6 through 16.
Acabamos de leer versos 6 al 16.
And the Apostle Paul writes this letter to the Christians in the church of Ephesus.
El apóstol Pablo escribe esta carta a la iglesia en Éfeso.
And he's giving in this particular verses that we're reading.
Y él está dando en estos versos.
He's giving general instructions on how Christians are to lead holy lives.
Está dando instrucciones generales sobre cómo deben vivir una vida santa.
Just like we've been learning, what was the topics last week?
Así como hemos estado aprendiendo.
Who remembers?
¿Cuántos se acuerdan del tema de la semana pasada?
How you live matters.
Cómo vives importa.
So now, if you follow me along in verse 8 through 10,
si me siguen en versos 8 al 10,
for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of life is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. There's something very interesting here.
Hay algo muy interesante aquí.
As we know, the Apostle Paul is writing this letter to believers, to Christians.
Sabemos que el apóstol Pablo está escribiendo esto a los cristianos.
And he says, you were darkness.
Y él dijo, ustedes eran oscuridad.
But now are light in the Lord.
Pero ahora somos luz en el Señor.
Have any of you guys tried to walk in the dark?
¿Han tratado de caminar en la oscuridad?
You know, when you're walking in the dark, you're kind of like slow and kind of dragging your feet.
Cuando andas caminando en la oscuridad, uno camina despacio.
And you're dragging your feet because you're anticipating potentially something in front of you.
Y uno es precavido porque tal vez hay algo enfrente.
But you cannot be prepared because you cannot see what's in front of you.
Pero no puedes estar preparado porque no puedes ver a lo que está enfrente.
So the only option to live when you're living in darkness is living a reactive life.
Entonces la única opción que tienes al vivir en la oscuridad es vivir en como alguien reactivo.
But blessed be the Lord that he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. How many say amen?
Pero bendito sea el Señor que nos llamó a su luz.
So now that as we're children of God,
y ahora que somos hijos de Dios,
we're walking in light.
Caminamos en luz.
We can see what's in front of us.
Podemos ver a lo que está delante.
We're no longer walking in darkness.
Ya no caminamos en oscuridad.
So now we have two options.
Ahora tenemos dos opciones.
We either live a reactive life.
Vivimos una vida reactiva.
Or we live a proactive life.
O vivimos una vida proactiva.
So just as we were talking about the analogy of defensive driving, proactive in your driving.
Entonces como hablábamos en el ejemplo de ser un conductor proactivo.
When you're driving defensively, that means you're seeing, you're facing forward, you're paying attention, you're focused.
Cuando manejas a la defensiva, estás al tanto de lo que está sucediendo.
And you're making choices based on the information you're obtaining.
Y haces decisiones basada en lo que ves.
And that's the same thing in your faith, in a proactive faith.
Y es lo mismo en una fe proactiva.
Say for example.
Por ejemplo.
Let's say for example, before you were saved.
Antes de que fuera salvo,
you struggled with drunkenness.
Batallabas con borrachera.
And you know, maybe a friend comes to town and you haven't seen them in so long.
Y tal vez un amigo llega a la ciudad y no lo has visto en mucho tiempo.
And he's like, hey, I'm gonna throw a barbecue. You know, come over. We're gonna have a good time. All old friends are gonna show up.
Y él dice, hey, vamos a tener una carne asada y vamos a tener un buen tiempo.
But then you remember that this friend you used to, you know, get drunk all night.
Pero luego te recuerdas que este amigo le gustaba emborracharse.
So you're probably like, oh, there's probably going to be some type of alcohol there.
Entonces dices, probablemente va a haber alcohol.
And if you struggle with that,
y si batallas con eso,
what is the wise choice for you to make?
¿Cuál es la decisión sabia que uno tiene que hacer?
You were in darkness.
Andabas en la oscuridad.
And now you're in the light.
Y ahora estás en luz.
Now you can see what's going to happen.
Ahora puedes ver lo que va a suceder.
You potentially might be tempted.
Tal vez vas a ser tentado.
Maybe you'll yield to peer pressure.
Tal vez te llevas por lo que te dicen.
But since you are no longer a child of the dark, now you're a children of God, you're a child of the light.
Pero ahora como eres hijo de Dios y estás en la luz.
You understand what can happen.
Entiendes lo que puede suceder.
So maybe instead of going to that party.
Entonces tal vez en vez de ir a esa fiesta.
You invite a friend, hey, let's grab maybe a dinner whenever you're free, or a coffee.
Invitas al amigo a agarrar un café.
You take yourself away from that situation.
Te quitas de esa situación.
It's kind of like when you're driving, you see the obstacle in front, you switch lanes to avoid that obstacle.
Como al estar manejando, ves el objeto enfrente y te mueves de carril para no pegar.
That's how we have to be in a proactive faith.
Así tenemos que ser en una fe proactiva.
And this takes me to key point number one.
Y esto me lleva a clave número uno.
A proactive faith will lead a believer to consistently live a life that reflects biblical values.
Una fe proactiva llevará al creyente a vivir constantemente una vida que refleje los valores bíblicos.
So now if you follow me along to verse 11 to 13.
Si me siguen en versos 11 al 13.
It says, Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret, but when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. So Paul is talking to a group of believers.
Pablo le habla a un grupo de creyentes.
And he's telling them, you know, like we just finished learning.
Y les dice, como acabamos de enseñar,
you're no longer part of the darkness.
Ya no estás en la oscuridad.
You're children of the light.
Y ahora eres hijo de luz.
And he tells you, do not partake in anything of the darkness.
Y él dice, no tomen parte en nada de la oscuridad.
But he takes it even further.
Pero lo lleva más lejos.
He says, expose the darkness.
Dice, expongan la luz, digo, la oscuridad.
And that's something very important.
Y eso es algo muy importante.
Because what do we hear about people that criticize the church?
¿Qué escuchamos de la gente que critica a la iglesia?
What do they say?
¿Qué dicen?
They usually say, you know, people that go to church are just hypocrites.
La gente que va a la iglesia son hipócritas.
They don't practice what they preach.
No practican lo que predican.
They're fake.
Son falsos.
They're living in sin.
Están viviendo en pecado.
And they're calling themselves Christians.
Y se llaman cristianos.
So that's why it's so important what the Apostle Paul is telling the believers.
Entonces, es importa mucho lo que dice el Apóstol Pablo.
Do not partake in the things of darkness.
No tomen parte en cosas de la oscuridad.
And expose those things in darkness.
Y expongan las cosas en la oscuridad.
But what does this take? To expose something, what does it take?
Entonces, ¿qué se necesita para exponer algo?
Well, it takes boldness.
Se ocupa valor.
It takes wisdom.
Se requiere sabiduría.
It takes guidance from the Lord.
Se requiere guianza del Señor.
And it takes for you to understand what is going on.
Y ocupa que uno entienda lo que está sucediendo.
So you need to be aware of what's going on.
Necesitas estar al tanto de lo que está sucediendo.
And you need to understand what is good and what is evil.
Y tienes que entender lo que es malo y bueno.
So you need to discern what is good and evil.
Entonces tienes que discernir lo que es malo y bueno.
And how do we do that?
¿Y cómo lo hacemos?
By the word of God.
Con la palabra de Dios.
We know what's good and evil based on the word of God.
Sabemos lo que es malo y bueno basado en la palabra de Dios.
So now if you follow me to verse 13.
Si ahora me siguen en versículo 13.
There's something very interesting here.
Hay algo muy interesante.
It says, but when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. So when I was reading this, something popped in my head.
Cuando leía este verso, algo pasó por mi mente.
Are you guys familiar with a glow in the dark items?
¿Ustedes saben qué son esos objetos que brillan en la oscuridad?
Is anyone familiar with it?
Sí, saben lo que son.
So when you grab this item, it may be a toy, it may be a soccer ball, it may be, you know, whatever it may be.
Cuando agarras este objeto, es una pelota, una camisa, lo que sea.
You take this item, you bring it to a light source.
Agarras este artículo, lo llevas a la luz.
You let it, you know, linger there for a couple minutes.
Y dejas que se quede ahí en la luz por un tiempo.
And then it charges.
Y se carga.
And then you remove this object from the light source.
Y lo quitas de la luz.
And you take it to a place of darkness.
Y lo llevas a un lugar oscuro.
And you can see what this object is.
Y puedes ver lo que es este objeto.
You can sometimes even read what it says.
Y a veces puedes leer lo que dice.
So that's how we need to be. We need to reflect the light of the Lord in our friend group, in our families.
Y así tenemos que ser nosotros, reflejar la luz del Señor en nuestras familias, en nuestros amigos.
We need to be the light source in the dark.
Tenemos que ser la luz en la oscuridad.
Just as the Lord calls us.
Así como nos ha llamado el Señor.
Be the light of the world.
Sean la luz del mundo.
Be the salt of the earth.
Sean la sal de la tierra.
And you know, maybe you have not talked about your faith with your friends.
Y tal vez no has hablado de tu fe con tus amigos.
Maybe, you know, that's a subject that you're kind of like, I don't know when to bring it up. I don't know if I should bring it up.
Tal vez es algo que dices, no sé cómo hablarlo, no sé cómo traerlo.
But living a proactive faith.
Pero vivir una fe proactiva.
It's going to push you in areas that you might be uncomfortable.
Te va a llevar a lugares donde te vas a sentir incómodo.
Places where maybe you have not stepped into.
A lugares donde nunca has entrado.
Maybe previously you have never talked to your friends about your faith. But now, if you want to live a proactive life, you're going to have to reflect the light of the Lord in your life, and they're going to see that you're different.
Y antes tal vez no les hablabas a tus amigos, pero ahora porque eres hijo de luz, ahora puedes hablar a tus amigos.
And like Colossians 4:6 says,
y como dice Colosenses 4:6,
let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt.
Que tu palabra sea siempre con gracia, sazonada con sal.
So when you're with your friends,
entonces cuando andas con tus amigos,
and you're talking to them, say you're talking to them about your faith,
y estás hablando con ellos de tu fe,
the truth that you say will linger in their hearts.
La verdad que usted diga se va a quedar en el corazón de ellos.
Because the word of God is alive.
Porque la palabra de Dios está vivo.
And I've heard numerous testimonies.
Y he escuchado muchos testimonios
of atheists, Muslims, different religions,
de ateos o de musulmanes o diferentes religiones,
where they say that they heard one time a preacher say,
que dicen que escucharon a un predicador un día decir,
and the preacher was preaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ,
y el predicador estaba hablando del evangelio de Jesús,
but since they were not Christians,
pero como ellos no eran cristianos,
they kind of tried to ignore what the preacher was saying,
lo ignoraron,
but the word of God is alive, and the testimonies that I've heard, they say that whatever the preacher was saying, it stayed in them.
Pero esa palabra se quedó dentro de ellos.
And it took them to see what the preacher was talking about.
Y los llevó a ver lo, de lo que estaba hablando el predicador.
And then they gave their life to Christ after realizing the truth in God.
Y luego después dieron su vida a Jesús cuando se dieron cuenta de la verdad.
So this is, and this leads me to key point number two.
Y esto me lleva a la clave número dos.
A proactive faith will lead a believer to enter into unfamiliar places with the intent to stand for the truth.
Una fe proactiva llevará al creyente a entrar en lugares desconocidos con la intención de defender la verdad.
Now if we go back to verse 15 and 16.
Si nos regresamos al verso 15 y 16.
It says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil." So let me ask you a question.
Deje preguntarle una pregunta.
Who here likes their time wasted?
¿Cuántos aquí les gusta gastar su tiempo?
I'm assuming no one likes their time wasted, right?
Yo creo que a nadie le gusta gastar tiempo.
So I want to follow that question with another question.
Entonces quiero darles otra pregunta.
When you come to church,
cuando llegas a la iglesia,
do you come to church with the intention to praise, glorify the Lord, and be in His presence?
¿Llegas con la intención de alabar y glorificar al Señor?
Or do you simply come to check a box?
O lo más llegas a marcar una cajita.
To say, oh, I went to church, I feel good.
Lo más para decir, oh, llegué a la iglesia, me siento bien.
Because going to church does make you feel good.
Porque ir a la iglesia sí te hace sentir bien.
But is that it?
Pero lo más eso.
Dr. Tony Evans once gave this analogy.
El Dr. Tony Evans dijo una vez.
He said, people treat going to church as if they're going to the movies.
La gente trata a la iglesia como el cine.
So when you imagine you're going to the movies, maybe you get some candy from the 99-cent store or Dollar Tree, and you're taking in, and you're getting your popcorn, your snacks, or whatever.
Uno va al cine y tal vez agarra dulces para comer en el cine.
And you sit down.
Y se sienta.
And you're there for maybe 2 to 3 hours.
Y está uno ahí por dos o tres horas.
And you're entertained.
Y está uno entretenido.
You watch the movie.
Ve la película.
Then it ends.
Y se termina.
And you go home.
Y se va a la casa.
And you're like, ah, what a good movie.
Y dice, oh, qué buena película.
But throughout the movie, did you get to know the actors?
Pero cuando estabas viendo la película, ¿conociste a los actores?
On the personal lives?
De sus vidas personales.
Dr. Tony Evans also said.
El Dr. Tony Evans también dijo.
The purpose of being in God's house is for you to experience and know Him, not simply to show up to see what can be done to make you feel better.
El propósito de estar en la casa de Dios es experimentar y conocerlo, no solo ver qué pueden hacer para que te sientas mejor.
So you see, coming to God's house,
entonces al llegar a la casa de Dios,
is not just a place for you to just feel good.
No solamente es un lugar para que te sientas bien.
It's a place to glorify the Lord.
Es un lugar para glorificar al Señor.
It's a place to please Him.
Es un lugar para placerlo.
So when you and I come to God's house,
entonces cuando usted y yo lleguemos a la iglesia,
we should come with a mindset,
deberíamos de llegar con la mentalidad,
and a desire to lay our pride, our ego at the feet of Jesus.
Una mentalidad y deseo de rendir nuestro orgullo y nuestro ego a los pies de Jesús.
And a desire to exalt Him.
Y un deseo de exaltarlo.
We should come prepared to see the glory of God move.
Debemos venir preparados para ver la gloria del Señor moverse.
And I understand sometimes, you know, we're exhausted, we're tired, we have a lot of things going on.
Y entiendo que a veces estamos cansados y tenemos muchas cosas que hacer.
But we should always take advantage of the opportunity that we have.
Pero tenemos que tomar ventaja de la oportunidad que tenemos.
You know, a week ago, I was talking with Brother Dio.
Hace una semana hablaba con el hermano Dio.
And we were talking about, like, there's people, brothers and sisters around the world,
y hablábamos de que hay hermanos alrededor del mundo
that do not have this opportunity.
Que no tienen esta oportunidad.
They can't publicly meet and worship the Lord.
No pueden públicamente unirse y alabar al Señor.
They have to be underground. They're called underground churches.
Tienen que estar escondidos. Tienen que ir a una iglesia escondida.
They have to do everything quietly, discreetly.
Tienen que hacer todo calladamente y discretamente.
And sometimes they don't even have a Bible in front of them.
Y a veces no tienen una Biblia enfrente de ellos.
Maybe they have one or two pages.
Tal vez tengan una o dos páginas.
But you and I have the Bible in front of us.
Pero usted y yo tenemos toda la Biblia entera.
And it still takes us, you know, all the effort to open it.
Y a veces nos toma mucho esfuerzo abrirla.
So when you and I come to this place,
entonces cuando usted y yo llegamos a este lugar,
let's take advantage of this opportunity.
Hay que tomar ventaja de esta oportunidad.
Because we are also seeing, you know, our brothers and sisters in Nigeria.
Porque vemos nuestros hermanos y hermanas en Nigeria.
They're being persecuted.
Están siendo perseguidos.
They're being killed.
Los están matando.
Their churches are being burned.
Y sus iglesias están quemando.
And us, we have this beautiful place.
Y nosotros tenemos este lugar hermoso.
We can come and worship the Lord.
Podemos llegar y alabar al Señor.
So, brothers and sisters,
hermanos y hermanas,
let us take advantage whenever we gather together.
Hay que tomar ventaja cada vez que llegamos a este lugar.
Let us worship the Lord when we're here.
Hay que alabar al Señor cuando estemos aquí.
So we go back to verse 15.
Entonces, si regresamos al verso 15.
It says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. So, you know, when we're walking with the Lord,
cuando caminamos con el Señor,
there's always going to be difficult times.
Siempre va a haber dificultades.
But the way we respond to those difficult times,
pero la forma que respondemos a esos tiempos difíciles,
it matters.
Importa.
And why do I say this?
¿Y por qué digo esto?
Because believe it or not, you're going to have people looking at you and how you're living your life.
Porque aunque lo crea o no, hay gente que está mirando cómo vive usted su vida.
Because if you're a Christian,
porque si usted es cristiano,
you're going to have people watching you.
Va a tener gente mirándolo.
Whether it be your friends,
sea sus amigos,
your coworkers,
sus compañeros de trabajo,
maybe people in your family,
tal vez gente en su propia familia.
So when you're walking with the Lord,
entonces cuando camine con el Señor,
the way you respond to difficult times, hard times, it matters.
La forma en que usted responde a dificultades importa.
And let me give you one example in this.
Y les voy a dar un ejemplo.
Let's say there's someone that has been a Christian for a couple years.
Digamos que hay alguien que ha sido cristiano por varios años.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they're going through very, very hard times that they've never experienced in their life.
Y luego pasan por una temporada difícil que nunca han experimentado antes.
And they try so hard to lean on their own strength.
Y tratan de apoyarse en su propia fuerza.
And you know, they maybe they take like 2 to 3 months and they're holding on with their strength.
Y tal vez tardan 2 o 3 meses, pero están sosteniéndose con su fuerza.
But sooner or later, if you rely on your strength, you're gonna get fatigued.
Pero se van a cansar.
If you rely only on your strength, you're gonna get tired.
Si solamente se apoyan en su fuerza.
And say this person, you know, if they struggled with alcohol in the past.
Y digamos que esta persona batalló con alcoholismo antes.
And if they go back to that spot to relieve their stress.
Y regresan a ese lugar para quitarse el estrés.
What are people around them going to say?
¿Qué va a decir la gente alrededor de esa persona?
Maybe people that don't like Christians or don't like following the faith, the Christian faith.
Tal vez gente que no le gusta a los cristianos o no siguen la fe cristiana.
They're going to use his testimony as fuel.
Van a usar su testimonio como gasolina.
They're going to say, oh, look at this person, so-and-so. He was a so-called Christian for 2 to 3 years. But then look, he's drunk. He's over there drunk on the corner.
Miren a esta persona. Fue cristiano por 2 o 3 años y luego pasó algo difícil y se hizo borracho otra vez.
So your testimony, instead of leading the people to Christ, now your testimony is leading them away.
Entonces tu testimonio, es el testimonio está llevando a gente lejos de Jesús en vez de acercarlos a él.
So the way you respond matters.
Entonces la forma que uno responde importa mucho.
Remember that we're not alone when we're walking with the Lord.
Recuerda que no estamos solos cuando caminamos con el Señor.
We don't have to rely on our strength.
No tenemos que apoyarnos con nuestra propia fuerza.
We can lean on the Lord.
Podemos apoyarnos en el Señor.
We can obtain the strength that he gives us.
Podemos tener la fuerza del Señor.
And we can obtain the joy.
Y podemos tener el gozo.
The peace.
La paz.
The trust.
La confianza.
In him.
En él.
Because as we've been learning, what have we been learning?
Porque lo que hemos estado aprendiendo.
The joy of the Lord is
el gozo del Señor es nuestra fuerza.
How many say amen?
¿Cuántos pueden decir amén?
So this leads me to key point number three.
Esto me lleva a clave número tres.
A proactive faith will lead a believer to intentionally seek opportunities to glorify the Lord.
Una fe proactiva llevará al creyente a intencionalmente buscar oportunidades para glorificar al Señor.
And as we close,
y al concluir,
I want to ask you just a couple questions.
Quiero hacerle unas preguntas.
As we went about this message,
en este mensaje,
if you meditate for a little bit,
si meditas un poco,
have you been living a reactive life or a proactive life in the Lord?
¿Has vivido una vida proactiva o reactiva?
Muchas gracias por escuchar este mensaje. Si te gustó este mensaje, compártelo con tus amigos y familiares. Para saber más de nuestro ministerio, visítanos montedesion.com o también puedes bajar nuestra app para el teléfono. Que Dios te bendiga y nos vemos la próxima vez.